Now, the heart, on the other hand, it is the hardest working muscle in the body, and it does definitely need to be conditioned. It beats on average 100,000 beats per day, so to keep it conditioned is definitely important. And also just to treat it well, too, not just with exercise, but making good lifestyle changes. Yeah, so basically just going to your doctor and asking. It could be a family practice doctor, it could be your cardiologist, or it could be a pulmonologist. Just asking for that initial referral to get sent to Horizon Health Cardiopulmonary Rehab. Once we get that referral, we do the rest of the work where we'll check your insurance and we'll see if what insurance is going to meet with you and get you started.
It's time for another edition of Valley Health Check with our friends from Horizon Health. Of course, you can always go to MyMixFM.com, check out numerous podcasts and episodes, and I guarantee you're going to get something out of them. You can also check out our MixFM app and our friends at Horizon Health you can find at MyHorizonHealth.org. And we have a whole new episode today where we're going to talk a little bit about the heart. And we have Aaron Frank here to get us started.
How are you doing? Hi, Kevin. Good. How are you?
Doing well.
Today I have with me Shannon Jones. Shannon is a registered nurse who leads our cardiopulmonary rehab program.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I hear she has a great heart.
Obviously. That goes without saying, right?
I know. I could tell right away. Like, this gal has heart.
Absolutely. Tell.
Well, we're going to talk about the heart. And Shannon, so you're a registered nurse and cardiopulmonary manager. What is that?
And how'd you land there?
Yeah.
Well, I originally started in the ER after working there for 10 years. And I decided that I wanted to take a different approach and focus more on cardiac and pulmonary aspects and preventative measures, since we were seeing a lot of people come to the ER that were recurrent. And just how can we change things and make it different to where they stay out of the hospital? So
that's awesome.
Just improving and doing lifestyle behavior changes is what really drove me to want to work in cardiac rehab.
That's awesome. And I've got the most respect for people that have worked in the emergency. Really, really good friend of mine was the head of emergency room. And then he ended up doing it nationally at different places. And I learned so much from him by what he said. And to see someone that started out there and spent, a decade there, you could see there's an issue here. We need to maybe do some preventative things. And so you took that route.
Let's back it up, see what we can do to keep these people from coming back in.
I like that.
So let's get really, really basic here. Cardiopulmonary. So cardio, cardiac, I think people know we're talking the heart, right? Which is a muscle.
Yep.
Pulmonary, I think lots of people know, but maybe not everybody. We're talking about the lungs.
Yes.
Now, do people call the lungs a muscle too? I've never heard that phrasing.
No. So the lungs are not a muscle. It's an organ. It's part of the respiratory system. You do have muscles that help you breathe, which is going to be the diaphragm and the intercostal muscles that surround the lungs. So it's all relative.
It's a lot all in there together.
Got lots of stuff inside.
Busy in there.
Now, the heart, on the other hand, it is the hardest working muscle in the body, and it does definitely need to be conditioned. It beats on average 100,000 beats per day, so to keep it conditioned is definitely important. And also just to treat it well, too, not just with exercise, but making good lifestyle changes.
You know, I see something similar in a lot of our podcasts. Not all of them, but a lot of them are lifestyle choices and changes that can benefit whatever your ailment may be. And that comes right down to the heart as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things that's interesting to me and walk us through this a little bit, Shannon, is often in the medical space, so in your physician's office, they might be asking you to make a lifestyle or a habit change and then kind of sending you on your way to do that or to figure that out at home. This is actually more of a program where you kind of walk them through that process. Is that fair to say?
Yes, absolutely. So cardiopulmonary rehab is it's an underutilized program that a lot of people don't really know about. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to spread the word of what it is. A lot of insurance companies do cover it.
Awesome.
And
that's good.
And it's, if you have one of the qualifying diagnoses of cardiac or pulmonary, it can be covered. And it's a medical supervised program that, spends a lot of time on focusing with improving the quality of life of patients.
How does a patient get to that point where they want to do that? Is that, you know, they've been to the emergency room. Do they need, you know, mm-hmm. how do they get to that point? I mean, can they just inquire within?
Right. Or when you're talking about insurance, I automatically assume there's got to be qualifiers. So what is it? Walk us through, you know, maybe the patient a journey, excuse me, maybe the journey a patient has had that would make he or she qualify.
Yeah. So basically just going to your doctor and asking. It could be a family practice doctor. It could be your cardiologist, or it could be a pulmonologist. Just asking for that initial referral to get sent to Horizon Health Cardiopulmonary Rehab. Once we get that referral, we do the rest of the work where we'll check your insurance and we'll see if what insurance is going to meet with you and then get you started.
So that's awesome. So they you kind of take the baton from your mm-hmm. primary and mm-hmm. then you get to where you need to be.
Yeah.
And you cover a lot of the basics before they even walk in.
Yeah.
So that's actually very cool.
So what are the diagnoses or the conditions or the symptoms that someone would be having where a referral to your program would be applicable?
Well, some of them could be recent. Some of them could be previous. It doesn't have to be just a recent event. It could be diagnosis such as CHF or, you know, chest pain within the past 12 months. Or it could be COPD. You had bypass surgery. You had stent placement. You've had lung cancer. So the list goes on and on. And really, there anything related to the heart or lungs can be a potential qualifier.
So anything from here to here.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's yeah. So is it basically, if someone's calling, you know, cardiac rehab, is that, what's the title that someone would ask for? Is that it?
Cardiopulmonary rehab, yes.
Okay, that's it, because that is something I've never heard.
Yeah.
But just reading it, I'm like, that sounds like something needed.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's very in-depth, and it could change not only your lifestyle, but it could, you could live longer by doing this, not to be over dramatic.
No, I think that's definitely fair to say. And I can't speak for all cardiopulmonary programs everywhere, but I can tell you Shannon's team and the program that we have at Horizon Health, it's almost like a little club you want to be in.
No doubt.
I mean, they have a lot of fun back there.
Well, it says they love, and I, you know, everybody I've met, to give a shout out to Horizon Health, they're so into what they do. I think that speaks volumes.
And yeah.
If they're having fun at work, they're doing good work, in my opinion.
Yeah, and we definitely do have a team of nurses and respiratory therapists, exercise physiologists that kind of help make a well-rounded program that we specialize in this. And it's not just based on exercise. We're looking at patient counseling. We're looking at education. And we create an individual treatment plan just to help specifically meet those patients' goals. What is it that they're wanting? Are they wanting to, you know, improve their health? Are they wanting to have more energy, less shortness of breath, be able to interact with family better? So those are the things we're looking at.
Hearing you talk about this, it's obvious so many different strands of folks and, mm-hmm. and what their issues may be can benefit from this. And I love that you have a team of people to make it better for you.
Yeah, so. they have a team, and then the patients almost become like a little club. It's very, I don't know, you guys are very familial back there. You know, people want to see each other. They create relationships.
And that spreads.
And that spreads.
The people that come in there. I mean, I tell you, that, for me personally, that is awesome. I want to be here too.
Right.
If you want to be there, you're going to get better. You know, if you don't want to be there for any reason, that negativity could sway you in other directions.
Yeah. Yes, so. It's definitely more than just the physical aspects. It's a mental aspect too. And the socialization, we do become a lot like a club, a group, or call it, you know, family friends. You know, we interact and we try to make it fun. We want to be engaging with people.
Yeah.
So,
it's great.
Yeah. And we have a lot of fun activities that we offer too.
So let's dive into that a little bit more. Say, let's just take a sample patient, maybe that might be referred. So say,
Joey.
Let's start with Joey.
Sure,
Kevin.
Sample patient. All right.
let's say that Joey recently had a heart attack and ended up with a stent placement and got referred to you. You're going to make him an individualized, personal and individualized. I want to say all the things today for emphasis,
hey,
I suppose.
That's good. And I think one was an action verb.
I'm struggling. Sorry, I'm struggling. Anyway, you make that plan, and then tell me a little bit about what Joey does. How often does he come? What do you guys do while he's in there?
So what we do is we set you up with an assessment. Insurance, typically they cover 36 sessions. So it's three times a week we want to set them up with an appointment. And we typically do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday for monitored patients. So monitored patients would be those that are wearing a heart monitor or maybe continuous pulse ox that we're taking a closer look at and observing while they're exercising and during education. So they're usually Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And it's usually, we try to set them up with a 12-week program.
Perfect. All right. Let's say Joey's cousin or neighbor, Jim, he doesn't qualify for whatever reason. What do you suggest for these people to do? What do you do if you can't qualify for a great program like this? What would be your suggestion?
So we definitely don't want to stray away from, you know, healthy living and making that impact on patients. So what we do if they don't qualify, we do have a maintenance program, which is our phase three program. And that is more just for wellness in general. So that could be currently we have a Silver Sneakers group community wellness that will start and we'll have. Yeah. And we have our bariatric patients will sometimes come to this just to continue with healthy living and making those healthy choices.
And, you know, and there's options and I could, you know, I would, I'm not a professional in this category, but I would suggest to someone, first off, look at your lifestyle, look at what you're putting in your body. Look, are you doing, you know, there are things on your own before, mm-hmm. which brings us to prevent. Right.
Well, and that's part of the education that you do offer. You work closely with the dietitians, right? Other resources as well?
Yes. So like I said, we take a multidisciplinary approach. So we're looking more at stress reduction. We look at nutrition, mental health, sleep, and lifestyle choices to improve the overall cardiac and pulmonary impact of someone's health. We do have guest speakers that come in. From the community. So yeah, we try
to. It's really cool.
Yeah, we incorporate the wellness aspect of it too.
If you don't get any information from the folks at Horizon Health, you're just laying on your face. I mean, you do have speakers. You have so many great things going on. So get active with this and you'll be better for it.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I want to circle back to, and I apologize if this is getting a little too in the weeds, but you made the reference to phase three cardiac rehab.
Yes. I
do think within the medical community, we talk about cardiac rehab as phase one, phase two, phase three. And just if you're even working with insurance or you have had an event that has qualified you for cardiac rehab, those may be terms that you hear. So can you kind of break those down for us? The phase one, phase two, phase three?
Yep. So phase one would be our inpatients. We're trying to get them started after they've been admitted to the floor. So that's just the initial. Phase two is when we bring you in, we'll do an assessment, create an individual treatment plan for you. These patients are the ones that have had a recent or previous diagnosis, event, or procedure, and they are going to be monitored. And when I say monitored, I mean, you know, they will be wearing a heart monitor, pulse ox. We're going to be checking their vital signs pretty frequently before, during, and after exercise. Mm-hmm. And then we also have phase three. So phase three patients are typically the ones that have graduated from the phase two. But they want to continue mm-hmm. with the healthy living. They've made these changes. They've seen the impacts. So they're wanting to continue on with, you know, making improvements. And then we have an outpatient respiratory service, which is for our pulmonary patients that have graduated from phase two pulmonary. And they want to continue with their healthy living and improving their breathing and decrease shortness of breath. And then we also have our PAD program, too, which is a different phase. And that's just it's peripheral arterial disease, and it helps with the circulation. So that's
all important.
Interesting.
Boy, once you graduate, man, I'd say it's imperative that you go to phase three, because that way you won't be back having to start all over at phase mm-hmm. one again.
Well, and they want to. I don't know your retention numbers, but they have to be high.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And a lot of times with the phase two, insurance does cover that program. But the phase three, if it doesn't, it is a lot of times private pay, which is $6. And if it's not, and if you don't have
$6.
That, yeah.
Even a radio guy could.
I mean, make it your cup of coffee. You know, it's a treat to yourself.
Boy, does it pay dividends. Man, I love the phases. Mm-hmm. And I can just see the progress throughout these phases. Mm-hmm. And I love the end part is just to keep you on the right path.
Yeah, we just did some patient testimonials with some of Shannon's patients. And, you know, there is lifestyle benefits beyond physical health that they bring up too. You know, they talked a lot about, you know, as you age, you don't always have as much purpose. You don't always have a reason to leave the house,
just
the benefit that it gives me because I know I have somewhere to be.
Yeah.
Stuff like that I think is definitely, that's a mental health wellness issue.
Really is.
I mean,
it is mental. Yeah.
Just getting them out of the house and having that socialization with, you know, others makes a huge impact.
More than you probably, we can even put down a number too. I think that's huge. Now, I can only assume you can go to myhorizonhealth.org to find out these services and to learn more. And, of course, if this is something you need to be talking to your primary about, I mean, maybe you've already, you know, need these phases, and this is a good time to open up that conversation with your primary, and you might be able to talk to the team and the wonderful folks here, like Shannon, to get you on a better place.
And you can always call us and or stop in and just see what our facility looks like. We'd be more happy to do a walkthrough and just to show you around and explain exactly what it is that we do to help you.
You guys at Horizon Health are so nice.
Kevin, I mean, stop it.
You're taking bedside manner to a new level. Horizon Health. I'm sorry.
Really, though? Yeah. Really, though?
Taking that initiative to improve
I
your
love
health.
It. Yeah. Hey, I love it, man. I'm all for it. I'm one of your biggest fans.
They have some, well, we appreciate that. They do have something special going on back there. Not that the other areas of Horizon Health don't.
No, but you see but, the results. You hear the results.
Well, and not everything is so relationship-based. You know, you don't always get to have that in medicine. And when you're seeing these patients, ideally 3 times a week for 12 weeks, you do have kind of a next level bond that you get to create with them. So it's pretty special.
It's amazing.
Yep.
And it's a change of living for them. A lot of them, you know, weren't exercising and they weren't eating healthy and they weren't, you know, doing necessary healthy lifestyle choices before. So this is a complete change.
It's a new door they walk through, you know.
It's a new door and it's definitely, helps them to see a different light.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think part of it is the word exercise seems to be subdued. You know, like you're teaching them little things.
You're not
that
overwhelming.
They,
that word sometimes is daunting to someone.
Right,
like
right. They're doing maybe they chair exercises or low speed treadmills. We have those bikes for your arms. Like they're guiding you to help you rev that up and make sure that that's not intimidating in and of itself.
Yeah, and we walk everybody through each exercise piece of equipment. We encourage group exercise classes, which is also part of our Silver Sneakers. And, you know, we do guided with free weights or resistant bands. So we try to
help
really
the
show
through.
Them the proper body mechanisms.
That's important. You don't want to get worse off.
Right.
You need to know that
right.
stuff. So that's great. Well, a lot of wonderful information, Shannon. It sounds like you and your crew are doing some great things over at Horizon Health. MyHorizonHealth.org if you want to learn more, as always. And before we let you go, is there anything else we didn't touch on or you'd like to mention?
I think just take that initiative. You know, you matter. You are what counts. So make sure that you do something for yourself, for your family. You know, you make it that first initial impact of improving your health. Your family's going to see it. People around you are going to notice it. It's going to make you feel better, and it's going to give you a better overall quality of life.
Or take that and sell it to someone you love. You know, I think that happens too. You know, maybe today the person who's listening isn't the person who needs it. You're listening on behalf of a loved one.
But your better half is. And I always encourage, download it. You can download this episode and send it in an email.
Yep.
And say, listen to this. I love you. I think this is what you need.
You know,
it's that easy. It's because you love, you know?
You're a little scared about it. Let's go pop in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go pop in.
It makes me want to go do it. And I don't think I even need it.
Yeah. And what's it? What do you have to lose with it?
You have everything to gain.
Exactly. You know? Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Man, your first podcast, Shannon, you did a wonderful job. Aaron, t-shirts for everyone.
T-shirts for everyone. I agree.
Well, you can always find these conversations with great folks like Shannon at MyMixFM.com, also on our MixFM app. And to learn more about these great folks at Horizon Health, go to MyHorizonHealth.org. Check back often to some of these great segments. We so do appreciate it. Aaron, Shannon, thank you, ladies, so much.
Thanks for
Kevin.
Having us.